Up today on PT Talker is our guest, Mr. Mark Kaufman, who will be talking to us about their very innovative use of the iPad in their practice. Stay tuned for the next episode of PT Talker.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Well, I'm in Oak Brook, Illinois, home of Athletico, joined by the president and founder of Athletico, Mr. Mark Kaufman, PT-ATC. Founder is what is most intriguing to me. Welcome to PT Talker, Mark.
Thanks. It's great to be here today.
Well, let's get a little bit of your history. You obviously started this organization. Tell us a little bit about Athletico. I know that you got started in 1991, and it has just taken off. How many clinics do you have right now?
We're up to, I think, latest count is 58.
58. So you're managing an organization of 58 clinics, hundreds, maybe thousands of PTs, professionals that are working with you. You know, how do you keep it all straight?
Well, we're not in the thousands. We have approximately 400 and some clinicians, including physical therapists, PTAs, occupational therapists, and athletic trainers. And it's my job now. I'm no longer in the field clinically, and most of my job is involved managing, overseeing Athletico day to day.
Okay, so one of the things that I know that you're spending some time on is your use of the iPad, and that's certainly what caught my attention and why I'm here in your corporate offices today. You're using the iPad to obviously input some kind of data, but also working with photo. Can you tell us a little bit about, number one, why you chose to go down that path? It certainly cannot be inexpensive to do that, but also what benefit you think there will be to either the therapists themselves or patients or both?
Well, I think it probably started, I'll say at least a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago. We started looking at our outcomes and what we could do more there and really understanding them. I think most companies, facilities look at outcomes in some way. You can dig it out of your clinical database. You can dig it out of your billing system. You can do your patient satisfaction surveys. But we didn't have an integrated system that we were comfortable with where we really understood what we were doing. And that tells a lot about our culture, I think, that we want to know what we're doing. We want to know how we're treating people, how the patients are doing, and understand more about not only objectively what we think they're doing, but also subjectively, what do they say about us. And so I remember looking at one system, and we had a presentation from that group. We found that brought up a boatload of more questions, and then we started exploring, okay, what else is out there? And that's where we found photo and focus on outcomes and therapeutic outcomes, focus on therapeutic outcomes. And when we discovered them, we put our team together, a task force that started working with photo on how that could be integrated to Athletico and how we could get what we wanted out of it. It's brought up a lot of interesting conversations and a lot of good already, even though we just rolled it out in this year to all of our centers starting in 2011. We did a test pilot at a number of facilities to kind of work the kinks out in 2010. But we got it in all our facilities now. We're starting to see the data come in, and it's pretty exciting.
Okay, so let's try and just draw a picture here for the listeners. Now, I'm a therapist. I'm working at your typical Athletico facility. I'm getting ready to see my patient. Do I have an iPad with me, and am I entering data as to my history and physical or the progress that we've made? What is actually happening there on a day-to-day basis?
So a successful plan will be that on the intake, the first visit the patient comes to, the administrative staff will give them the iPad. We have iPads in all the facilities. So the office coordinator will give the patient the iPad, go through the instructions. We had some concerns around perhaps the older patient, being tech savvy and be able to jump on and do it. Haven't heard any negative feedback related to that. A few basic instructions. I'm not tech savvy. If I can use an iPad, I think anyone can. So they take them through the first step and get that initial data, their functional status, where they're at. Between the fourth and sixth visit, the therapist then will ask them to redo everything, go through it again, repeat the questions, go through, their improvements or hopefully improvements. And then upon discharge, we get more data. So we go through that at those points in time. And then that you know, is collected compared nationally. You know, we can look at it, our data, where we stack up to the nation and all the other, the entire database, and actually internationally. And we can, which is going to be fun, we can look at it from the clinic side. You know, our region's doing better in some things versus others. Our facility's doing better in some things versus others. Are we doing really well with some diagnoses compared to others? Are there clinicians that need support or coaching around certain others or certain areas? Or are there clinicians that can tell us what they're doing well because they're getting the numbers back that are superior than maybe the rest of the company? So there's a lot of great data that'll come out of that. And again, we get the subjective stuff along with the objective, you know, functional improvements and things like that.
So if we drill down then, I'm assuming then you can specifically see if I'm a patient that came in for my ACL reconstruction rehab, and you can actually tell how I'm doing at week 3, how I'm doing at week 4, et cetera, and compare me to others at Athletico or others in the entire nation of Photo.
We can look at the entire nation of Photo, and we're going to be looking really closely at what we're doing. It's not so much, and recognize we're in our first quarter, second quarter now, of rolling this out for the entire company. It's not so much that I'll be able to look at and make a lot of judgment around. It's really based on the patient's feedback, which is what we want. We enter in basic information, but the patient's going to provide the feedback on their improvement, their perceived improvement, functional status, you know, their gains, their satisfaction with our explanation of care, involvement with them on their goals. Would they recommend Athletico? You know, a lot of other questions like similar informed to those. And then we'll see, the proof will come out in the laundry, you know, what we are doing. And more patients we treat, the more data we'll have. We're already seeing, I think we've done, by the first report, summary report I saw, I think we've done 13 to 15,000 surveys already this year. And that includes initial intake, follow-ups, and discharge. And although, you know, across the gamut on the diagnosis is naturally we're treating patients every day, every week. But the initial feedback's been encouraging, and some targeted areas that, you know, seem interesting. But it's really the beginning stages of this. Already what we're seeing has provided some focus around it.
So you've already kind of debunked one maybe misnomer, and that is that that some populations might not be good at the iPad. Using the iPad or using technology, you've debunked that. Have there been any other surprises that you've seen, or is the program running along pretty smoothly?
It's running smoothly. I go to staff meetings every week. I'll be at Hoffman Estates tomorrow. Last week I was at Mattson and Aurora, and you know, so that's part of my job is I visit the facilities to stay in touch. I think there was some initial, I'll call it, fear around, you know, the therapists were concerned, the facilities were concerned, perhaps the managers were concerned around what are our numbers going to look like. It's like submitting your test and seeing what the grade's going to be. And a lot of my conversation is, guys and gals, let's not worry about that. Let's just see where our scores come out, and then we'll work on coaching, supporting each other to improve them. The goal is to raise the bar on consistency of our delivery, of our service model. And unless we really understand what we're doing, we're not going to be able to do that accurately. We can guess, but this will give us the specific results of how we're doing right now, and we'll be able to really drill down and figure out what we can improve on and how we can do that. So I think we've calmed the waters a little bit because, you know, like with any change, there's some anxiety around that, but we've gotten through that and getting cleaner on the expectations around executing the actual program for getting the initial information, the follow-up, and the discharge, and we'll get better at it.
Good. So maybe I should come back and see you a year from now, and we'll take a look at the data together, and you can maybe share some of the results.
I'll be happy to share the results, and already I'm happy with what I've seen. The patient encouragement, the respect we show the patients, those numbers were a really high category. There was a couple of little ones that were explaining the engaging the patient on the goals of the program. I just remember one, we were below the basic number, but really close. Our overall satisfaction was high. It also looks on the duration, you know, how long we take to get the patient in to the therapy and get them discharged, period of time-wise, you know, days, weeks, and then the number of visits. So all those things are important, particularly the patient satisfaction, the perceived value, because I think that more than anything, when you look at all the studies done on that, is an important tool.
Well, kudos to you on using technology, and it sounds like staying at the forefront of things. I want to turn our conversation just in the last few minutes that we have of our time and talk about Athletico. Certainly an impressive organization, 58 clinics spread around Chicagoland. I know that you probably go in also into Iowa. Is there clinics? Oh, no clinics into Iowa, but a couple in. Okay, coming soon into Iowa. But, maybe what are some of your philosophies? What do you attribute your success to? What are some of the things that Athletico is known for?
I think the things that come to mind are our culture. I work with a great group of people. I just gave some photos that somebody sent me to from our first days of Athletico, and seeing those people still around our company. It's funny to see what we looked like 20 years ago, but it's refreshing too. And so our culture is a big deal. The people are what we're all about. And if we don't have good people interacting with patients and athletic training, athletes on the field or with physicians and those that support our business, then we're not going to do well. And we just got a great group of people. So I think the culture we've established is a big deal. I think we've had, we've been at it 20 years. When people say, wow, 58 clinics, look how big you are and how difficult that must be to manage. I've been doing it for 20 years, and it's just been a steady growth and a manageable growth. So I think we've used a smart, deliberate methodology to go about our growth. We're in, not in Iowa yet. That's where I'm from, as we talked about. But we are in Milwaukee, in Wisconsin, and so we look to grow up there. We just came to your home state, Northwest Indiana, in Schererville. So we got a great person running that facility, and that's how we've grown. We never sit at the beginning of the year and figure out, okay, we want to open 20 shops or things along those lines. Ours has always been focused about, okay, where's the right fit on the location and who's the right person to manage it, and that's worked pretty well for us.
All right, let's do a shout-out to the Athletico Clinic in Schererville, Indiana. But Mark and I share the same home state of Iowa. So, well, Mark, thank you for taking your time today to talk to us about the unique and innovative work that you're doing with photo using the iPad. We hope to actually get some video of that we'll post up on the site here in the coming months. So, but again, thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure. It's great to be here.
Okay. All right. You have been listening to Mr. Mark Kaufman. He is PT-ATC, actually the founder and president of Athletico since 1991. And I've got to tell you, Athletico has a great reputation. You're involved in a lot of civic organizations. From looking at your website, it just sounds like a great organization. I'm hoping to learn more about it. But if you should want to send Mark a question or ask anything of Mark, I'm sure he'd be happy to answer that. And you can send me an email at feedback@pttalker.com, and I'll be happy to forward that on to Mark. I want to remind you that you can listen to previous episodes of PT Talker at iTunes or go to our website at www.pttalker.com. Remember, the podcast continues to grow simply by word of mouth, so be sure to tell your friends and associates about PT Talker and all the great expertise that we bring you each and every week, just as we did today. And Mark and I are both wishing that someone will go out there, hopefully a listener, and make someone well today. This is Jeff Worrell saying so long for now.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.